Welcome everybody again to our superhero service. I think also we should be praying not only for Donnie but for Cynthia and Jamie, because they will be having to have great strength to lavish all the care and attention he will need as he battles that man flu and finally gets back onto that. We'll pray for you, Jamie. Kids, I can see some fantastic hero costumes. I want all the kids to come down the front, especially our superhero kids. Because this service is really focusing a lot about you guys. And we've got some amazing costumes here. Hello, how are you, Nicola? Look at your superhero costume. Who are you, Nicola?
Supergirl.
Supergirl, superhero. And look, here's some other dress-ups. Let me see who we've got over here. Where are our superheroes? Who are you?
Batman.
And stand up and give everyone a look at that fantastic costume. Look at this. And who is this?
Wonder Woman.
Come on, we've got to see that costume. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? And who have we got here?
Batgirl.
Come on, stand up and show them this amazing costume. Fantastic. Now, we have a very hard choice to make. And that is, we have to choose the best costume for the boys and the best costume for the girls. Now, I think the boys is a fairly easy one. So, the best costume for the boys is for Batman. But now comes a really hard one. Wonder Woman or Batgirl? Oh, man, how can I decide? Oh, and superhero fairy. Sorry. We've got three here. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I was trying to think of a good idea of how to pick one out of three and not disappoint all the rest. Help me out, somebody. A process to pick. I've only got one prize for the best. Hang on. The prize. Yeah, there's a bit of a clue there, isn't there?
Yeah, sure.
So that's Wonder Woman. So I think that's a very good suggestion, mate. I think it should go to Wonder Woman. Elijah saves the day again. Well, I've actually got a secret, and I'm hoping you kids can keep a secret. Can you keep a secret? Can you all keep a secret? Because I'm going to tell you something that nobody else knows about me, apart from Heather, of course, that I have a past. I have a secret past, and I'm going to come out today and let you know about that. Someone's holding their breath there. Now, I'm just going to be careful. Look, you're going to have to watch what's happening here, because not many people know that before I retired to the Sunshine Coast, I used to have a special job. It was really hard. And involved a lot of flying, a lot of travelling. Telephone boxes. And unfortunately, there's not many places for me to get changed these days, because the telephone boxes have disappeared. And the ones that are there, there's not much shelter and secrecy in those anymore. So I basically don't do much superhero work. But do you know what my background was? Who was I? Superman, that's right. Now, occasionally I get called up to do some world stuff, and I've just come back from what people thought was a holiday, and I had to go to England and Spain and Italy and sort out a few problems, and you know, I fixed up the mafia and I've done a few other things, but but I don't have to do so much now because I've got so many mates, so many other superheroes. And look, some of you are here, and it's great to have you celebrating with me, but I'm going to do a quiz and see how many of you know how well you know your superheroes. And you guys get first choice to know if you know who they are, but if you don't, maybe some of the adults could help us out. So we're going to do a quiz, all right? And see if you can tell me who the superhero is from their logo, from their symbol. So let's look at number one, and we'll start with a hard one. That's me, Superman. You got it in one. Well, let's try some more. See how you go.
Captain America.
Oh, Captain America. You guys are spot on. You know your superheroes and your mates. Who else is up there? Oh, here he is. Let's try another one.
The
Flash. Yep.
Hulk.
Yep. Oh, look at them. Fantastic. Oh, man, you are good. Yep. Oh, too easy.
Wolverine,
yep. The older kids know that one. X-Men. Saw, that's right, Elijah. The Avengers. You're getting a bit harder now. Any of the adults help us out? It's a man.
Aquaman.
Who said that? Well done, Jamie.
Iron Man,
yep. The Joker. I know, some villains in there too, man. Catwoman.
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer, that's right.
Brainiac.
No. Jamie knows the Punisher.
Daredevil.
Well done, Jono. A clue. It's a girl. No. Storm. Who said that? Someone knows it up there. Well done. Well done. That's her helmet.
A wheelchair person.
Yeah. Professor X. Yep. Xavier. Yeah, he catches on fire all the time. Who is it? No. Yeah. Human Torch. Good on you, mate. Sorry, no, not the shield. Sorry, I've got a mental blank. Whether that thing. No, it's not the shield, it's...
The
Flag. I've got a mental blank. I'll tell you, the shield will do. We'll sort that out later. Might be the same. Thundercats. And I think that's done it. Well done, guys. There are so many superheroes, isn't there? And when I look, I realise I've got superheroes I didn't even know about. So many of them. But you know what? Of all those superheroes, do you know who my favourite superhero is as a superhero?
Danger Mouse.
And you got a clue when you came in this morning. My favourite superhero is Jesus. Because he is better than all of the other superheroes. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to let you watch a little song about Jesus is my superhero. And you can sing along as we go if you like. And we'll watch this song. Jesus is my superhero. Thanks, guys. I nearly forgot. I had something for all those who dressed up. So those who dressed up, yeah, you got your superhero T-shirt on. These are for later. All right, not for now, but...
Thank you.
Who else? Yeah, here, Nicola, you dressed up as a superhero. Heather dressed up as a superhero. That's Mrs. Superman over there. Superwoman. And she is a superwoman. Did I miss anybody who dressed up? Okay. I better get one because, no, I didn't dress up. I am a superhero. I didn't have to dress up. Now I'll ask you some questions about my superhero Jesus. What are some of the super things that Jesus did? Can you tell me?
He died for us.
He died for us. That is the best super thing that he did for us. What other things did he do? Yeah, he spilt his blood for us. But what are some of the things he did while he was still alive before he died? Someone else? Come on, what are some of the things, super things that Jesus did? Help the blind to see. Turned water into wine. I'd love to go to his parties. What else did he do? Who can tell me some other things that he did? Jonah? Yeah, tell me one of the miracles that he did. While he's thinking? He walked on water. Fantastic. Yeah, a few fish and some loaves of bread, and he fed 5,000 people. While you're thinking,
he let the people through the water of the Red Sea.
Oh, that was Moses. He did some pretty good stuff too while he was around. Good thought. He raised people from the dead. He raised the widow's son and he raised his mate. Who was his mate?
Lazarus.
He stopped a storm, big storm that was going to swamp the boat, and he saved the disciples. Yeah, he helped people in lots of ways. He did. Fantastic. Jesus had amazing ability to do things that most of us could never do. To change what happens in nature, to cure people of sicknesses, all sorts of amazing things that he did. And in a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about why he did those things and why he's such a superhero. So I'm going to hand back to the music team. And we're going to sing a song together, and then we'll talk about why Jesus did some of those miraculous things. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus, my superhero Jesus. And he did all these amazing things that we just talked about a moment ago. But do you know why he did that? Why did he do those miracles and things? Elijah? To save the world because people were not believing in God. What a fantastic answer, Joshua. Fantastic. What are some of the other reasons that he did it? So that our sins could be forgiven. But while he was here, while he was doing those miracles, before he died and all of that, there was a purpose in him doing some of those things. The Bible calls them not miracles so much as signs and wonders. Now, I wonder what those signs were about. Now, if you want to find a place and you don't know where to go, you look for a sign and it points there and it says Kiwanis or Kiwanis Life Baptist Church or something like that. And you know, okay, that's where pointing to something that you want to find. What do you think? Why do you think they called the things like changing water into wine, stilling a storm, healing people from sickness? Why do they call signs? What were they pointing to, do you think? Jono?
The way to heaven.
The way to heaven, but... Jesus himself, he just turned up. He was an ordinary bloke, in a way, and he started teaching people and telling people about things. So what was the benefit of him, God, doing these amazing things through Jesus? Because did it point to something about him, who he was, do you think? Any ideas? Thinking hard. Do you think they actually made people realize that Jesus wasn't just anybody who turned up with some new ideas to talk about, but he must have been amazing. If he could heal people, he could turn water into wine, he could still storms, he could walk on water, there must be something very special. It was a sign that Jesus was special. the fact that he said he was from God, these miracles, these signs, pointed to the truth of that. So they could begin to believe that Jesus was who he said he was, the Son of God. God come to be with us. And those miracles sort of confirmed that what Jesus was saying, not only who Jesus was, but that what he was saying was true and that people could believe in him. But sadly, not everybody who saw those miracles did believe in him, and some people just didn't change their minds at all. But for those people who did, it changed their life. And also, when Jesus did the ultimate thing, which was die and come back to life, that was proof that God, through Jesus, once and forever defeated the power of sin. And so there was a purpose in Jesus doing all those things. It wasn't just that he had a superpower that he wanted to show off with. In fact, when the devil tempted Jesus, he tempted him to show off with the powers that he had, but he said no, because that would have been a wrong use of those powers. The right use was to point to who he was, the truth of what God was coming to tell his people, and what he was going to do to save the world, to save you and me from the power of sin and death. So that's why Jesus did these amazing things. So I'm going to hand back to our music team again, and we're going to continue, and after that I'll say a few more things about my superhero Jesus. Amazing thing about Jesus, he loves everybody, the good people, the bad people, and he wants them all to be good people in the power that he gives them. And so because Jesus loves everyone equally, I'm going to love everyone equally. And all those people who didn't come dressed as a superhero get a lolly too. So who didn't get a lolly the first time? Look at all those hands going up. But this is a special children's service. But she's special. She's an actual superhero. She deserved one. You got one. Nice try, Elijah. Did I miss anybody who's young enough to feel terrible if they missed out? You know, you might have noticed that I've been sitting over there because every time I come over here, something terrible happens. I start feeling a headache and my knees get sore and my joints are aching and I just feel I lose all my power. And the further over here I go, the worse it gets. So I'm staying right over here, but there must be something about that corner that is really not good for me. I wonder if there's any kids here who probably could make a bit of an explanation and see if there's anything horrible over there that might actually be doing this to me. What do you reckon, Elijah? Do you think there's something over there? Someone's left that shoebox. Maybe that's for the children's special Christmas box thing or something. I don't know. But there must be something somewhere there that's really affecting me badly. You're not looking very hard. Oh, I can't get too close. It's just terrible. It's just terrible. I better stay over here. Oh, no! Oh, no! What is it? It's terrible. Oh, what is it? Show them what it is. What is it? Does it say anything on it there? Kryptonite! Oh, no! Take it away from me, Elijah. Quick, throw it in that bin up there. It's throw it in the bin. Quick, run up and throw it in the bin. It's horrible. Never. Yeah, go on. Take it away. Some evil person has put it there, Elijah.
Keep it away from you.
Thank you, Elijah. Can you take it right up there, a long way away? As far away from me as you can possibly get it. Stash it in your bag for later. You can keep it because you found it. You know, what does kryptonite do to Superman?
Oh, makes him weak,
takes away all his powers. And what do evil people do with it? They try and use it to beat him and defeat him. You know, there's something that makes us weak. Do you know what that is?
Without God.
Without God. Well, when you don't have God, but even when you do have Jesus in your life, if we go too close to sin, bad stuff, doing the things we shouldn't do, that weakens us too. It takes away our power to live the way God wants us to be. And so he wants us to get that sin as far away from us as we can, to separate ourselves from the bad stuff, not do naughty things, and live in the way he wants us to. But you know, he does something to help us do that. Now, my superpowers are overcome by that easily, and someone has to rescue me from that. But Jesus comes and lives in us and puts his superpower, his Holy Spirit, in us so that we have the power over that sin. So if I had God's Holy Spirit, I can not be affected by that kryptonite. As a human, it wouldn't affect me at all. But as a superhero, my superhero powers, my own superhero powers, disappear when that kryptonite comes. And the Bible tells us something about Jesus, the Son of God. It said he appeared, it says this in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he appeared to destroy the devil's work. Now, all the sin and bad stuff in the world comes in through us listening to the devil, Satan, who wants us to do bad stuff. But Jesus came and destroyed all of his work. Now, already you've told us he did that by dying on the cross and raising again, and so he defeated the power of sin, and not only sin, but death. So we don't die forever. If we die, we go to be with Jesus. We go to heaven. So there's no power of death over us. We don't need to fear death because we're going to go and be with Jesus. And it says then, also in Hebrews chapter 2, since the children, that's us, have flesh and blood, are human, he too shared in our humanity. That is, Jesus became a human just like us, so that his death might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. And it says here also in Corinthians about the way we operate, it says, though we live in this world, we don't wage war as the world does. So we're not fighting with normal guns and stuff. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power, that's God's power, to demolish strongholds, break the things that bind us up, demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Some big words in there, but basically what it's saying is that our weapons, our spiritual weapons, as we pray and trust in the Holy Spirit, can overcome everything that would come against us. And we can be always living in a way that honours God if we call on that power. And there was a purpose for that power. When Jesus came, he said, this is why he came. He came for a reason. And the Holy Spirit came upon him after he was tempted. The Holy Spirit came upon him and gave him the power to live that life and do those miracles. And it says, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Now basically that's what he did in his life. He healed the blind people, he looked after the poor, set those who were bound up by rules and even imprisoned, set them free, and gave them a new life. And that's the sort of thing he's been doing through people who love and believe him for the last 2,000 years of history, and we can continue that today. Be like Jesus, anointed by his Holy Spirit to do good things for him and to show people that the kingdom of God, being in God's family, is real and it is something that we can be part of today. And when we die, we'll go and be with him and be part of that forever. So God wants to break the power of any sin, of anything that holds us back in our life, to set us free. We can be chained up by those things. And we're going to finish our service by listening to a song, and it talks about Jesus breaking every chain. And so for all of us, not just the kids, but for all of us, there's things in our life that do get on top of us, even though we have God's Spirit, even though we are trusting God for the outcomes that we would hope for. We can get bound up by our hopes and expectations that aren't necessarily met. And we need to be free of that and see that God is at work, his purposes are good, and that we are part of a big plan that God's got. And so if today there's things in your life that you feel you're really bound by, that you really need to see broken in your life, you need God's Holy Spirit's power to be again released to enable you to live beyond that, you might want at the end of this service, whether it's one of our young people, kids, young people, older people, it doesn't matter what age, you might want to pray with somebody to say, God, let your superpower
be released in my life into that circumstances and break those things that have been binding me up, holding me back, not letting me have the freedom that I want to be who you want me to be and do the things you want me to do. So after we've listened to this song, that's the end of the service. But if you then feel like it'd be great to pray for someone, because as you're listening to this, something comes to mind, you think, yeah, I really should be dealing with that. I've been putting it off, or I'm not doing it, I procrastinate. Maybe this morning's the time to let God's superpower work in your life and set you free and give you a new freedom for the future. So I'm going to pray. We're going to listen to the song and then join us for morning tea afterwards. But if you want to pray with someone just to confirm that you want to let God come in and do that change in your life, set you free, just wander down the front while people are going out for a cuppa. I'll be sitting down here and a few others will be keeping an eye out, and I'll come and pray with you and share in that, just asking God to do something amazing in your life this morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for today when we've been able to think about heroes and, I guess, focus on the fact that you are the ultimate superhero, that you've created us, made this world for us to live in, watched us mess it up, and then taken the decisive action to come and fix it by coming down yourself in Jesus, dying and being raised again to create a way for us to be set free from the power of sin and death, and giving us your Holy Spirit that we can live in that victory all of our life. Lord, I just pray that this morning, if there are those that are bound up, held back, struggling with things in their life that you could give them the victory of, that this morning you would set them free. Let them afresh experience that power of your Spirit in their life to enable them to know that they are free in you, and that you will do an amazing thing in their life if they just open up to that. So bless us as we go out this week, Lord, to serve you in all the different areas that we go. May we live a life that honours you and points people to Jesus, and in every possible way opens up the way for your kingdom to grow and expand as people come to know you and want to worship you and serve you and be part of your family. We ask this in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. And if you want some prayer after you listen to this, then just wander down the front. Be happy to pray with you.